Okay, first of all, let me tell you, now, Worth Park, it can be found just off the Balcombe Road near Pound Hill, and it covers 8 hectares, and once formed part of Worth Forest, which is an ancient woodland and hunting ground, and it has records dating back to the Anglo-Saxon times. Now, as well as winning South and Southeast in Bloom's 2015 Silver Gilt Award in the Heritage Parks and Gardens category, in its first year of entering, the park has recently undergone a restoration project to restore its former Victorian glory, with the help of funding from Crawley Borough Council and £2.42 million from the Heritage Lottery Fund. And today, we're delighted to welcome Elizabeth Stephen, who's a volunteer for the Worth Park Restoration Project, and she's going to tell us more about this fascinating area. So good morning, Elizabeth. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Now, I'll start by saying that Worth Park must be one of the most picturesque places in the Crawley area, and yet not many people seem to know too much about it. So how did you find out about it, and what inspired you to be a volunteer?
Well, you're right in saying it's a really picturesque place. I moved to Crawley back in 81, a new mum, new area, so I think I came across it by going around exploring. I was a mum with a new baby, who, by the way, it's his birthday today.
Oh, we'll play the song later.
And I've come across it by exploring. I was told about it. But it is a beautiful place, and it always fascinated me with all the remains of features that were there, and sort of said there was something grander there. Second part of your question, how did I become a volunteer? It was not the conventional way of going along and saying I'd like to become involved. I retired a couple of years back and started taking photographs knowing that the work was going on, and sent these into Edwina Libsey, who's the project participating manager. And she said, well, I'd like to put them on the Facebook page. And after a while, I put these pictures up, she contacted me and said, I really like your pictures. We need someone to record the project. Would you be interested in getting involved? So it happened that way. And basically, the rest is history.
Well, there you go.
So
now, before we talk a little bit more about the gardens, I wonder if you could explain a bit about the history of the estate that's there and the fine mansion that commanded the upper part.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the Montefiore family, or Montefiore, as the locals said it. In 1816, Abraham Montefiore purchased a farmhouse. It's an ordinary timber-framed farmhouse from the landowners, who were the Blunt family of Crabbit Park. He'd married for the second time, and his second wife was actually Henrietta Rothschild of the Rothschilds banking family. And we have a letter to confirm that date from the April of that year. Unfortunately, Abraham himself died at the age of 36 in 1824, leaving the estate to his eldest son, Joseph, who was only 8 at the time of his father's death. So the estate was run by his widow, Henrietta. But as obviously Joseph got older, the estate was run between Henrietta, his mother, and Joseph. In 1847, the farmhouse that had been greatly enlarged and extended by the family suffered a serious fire in the morning of January 11th, 1847, and nothing was survived. It's all completely burnt down. Between 1850 and 1856, Joseph had a new modern brick-built mansion built on the same site of the farmhouse. In 1880, he died, leaving the estate to his wife, who was another Henrietta, and it was left to her for the rest of her life. And she then ran the estate with her eldest son, Francis Abraham Montefiore. Between 1880 and 1886, the house was modernised again, and many fillers and new buildings, new stable blocks, and the gardens were redone and redesigned by James Pullen. Francis, the eldest son, became Sir Francis Abraham Montefiore in 1886. And so they were there until his mother died in 1915, when, because of death duties, the estate unfortunately had to be put up for sale. Between 1920 and 1960, the estate and house and 50 acres of the garden was used by Milton Mount College. That was a college that had come from Gravesend. But during the Second World War, the mansion was actually used by Canadian troops, who unfortunately left the place in a bit of a sorry state. The school moved out, as I say, in 1960, and between 1960 and 1965, there were no takers to buy the mansion, to develop it, and unfortunately it fell into disrepair, and between 1960 and 68 the house was then demolished, and we now have a block of flats sitting on the same site as the mansion once stood.
Now, you see, I find that absolutely depressing, and I'd say to all the listeners, seek out some photos when you get some time on Google and look at the original home. It was fantastic, and I reckon had it not been demolished, it probably would have been one of the finest stately homes in the south of England. I'm absolutely devastated that the powers that be at the time even considered replacing it with flats. Not that I wouldn't like to live there, because at least you've got nice gardens there.
Well, you're not alone in those thoughts there.
No. So anyway, that is indeed past history, and we do have some fascinating gardens there and open spaces to wander around. So what can you tell us about the landscaping and the features?
Well, as I said, the landscape was done by a gentleman called James Pulham. There was actually a family of Pullums. All of the men were all named James Pulham. So this is James Pulham the Younger, very well-known Victorian landscape gardener. He invented a new substance called Pulhamite. Maybe some of your listeners have heard about it. It's like a gritty concrete thing, but they made faux rockeries in gardens, and it was covered in this sort of grit, so it made it look like natural rock. But he also did other terracotta features, such as the terracing that we've got at Worth Park, the amazing fountain that we have at Worth Park as well. So there are lots of features by him, and they have actually now been Grade 2 listed by English Heritage. So we do have that there. But they're just absolutely beautiful, as you say. And going back to that Victorian splendour, you can sort of stand there sometimes and just imagine somebody in Victorian dress suddenly coming across you and saying, what are you doing in my garden? Which we often have said to us by people.
It's certainly got that atmosphere. And as you say, like James Pullman, I believe he also designed the gardens in Buckingham Palace. So,
he did, yes. There's rockeries in Buckingham Palace and Sandringham. And the one thing that we are rather proud of at Worth Park is the actual fountain that we have that was restored the other year and is now flowing for the first time in 100 years is actually larger than the fountain that's actually at Sandringham. Ground. So
that's fantastic. Now, obviously, these gardens, as pretty as they are not just sitting there, there's obviously lots of work going on behind the scenes to keep it all looking magnificent. So who actually does this work then?
Well, we do have a head gardener, Sam Wordley, and he has helped by other gardeners from Crawley Borough Council. He does have another assistant, Christian, there. But also a lot of volunteers, and I can vouch for that, having blisters on my hands, have helped do a lot of planting over the last couple of years. You spoke about the South and Southeast in Bloom last year. The day that the judges came, there was a team of 10 of us who were planting over 600 plants at the bottom of the stairs by the fountain. The ground was hard, it was hot, but we got the 600 plants in. And we did get brownie points for that day. But
fantastic.
Yes, there's a lot of volunteers, and we have a gardening club on a Wednesday morning. I would have been down there today if I wasn't doing this interview. We do weeding and trimming. We have, we're now having to have lessons now. We're having lessons in gardening techniques. So the last one was topiary. We've got another one coming up about different things. We'll have one in the autumn about how to deadhead plants. So yes, a lot of volunteers give their time willingly and absolutely love it, and we've made a great group of friends as well. So there's a lot goes on behind scenes.
So you actually, I see on your website, you do some gardening training classes as well.
Well, that is it, yes. So the first one we had was topiary, which I think is going to be repeated because a lot of people were on holiday and couldn't make it. So there are going to be classes. So if you look on our Facebook page, we'll have all the notifications on there. But also if you contact us, Patient Manager Edwina Livesey, you can get emailed about what's going to go on and when it's going to happen.
And it's not just about the gardening classes, because you actually have a number of events going on during the summer and that. What's coming up?
After I finish this interview, I'm going to be going back down to the park. But at the moment, we're having what's called Worth Park Wednesdays. We're going to have different activities for children. So then we've got activity sheets where the children go around and explore the grounds of the park. Today, we're making clay creatures. So I think there's lumps of clay and they can make a clay creature. But also, we've got nice weather, bring a picnic and make a day of it, and it's free. But there's lots that goes on at the park, you know, throughout the year. We've just had the Victorian picnic. Last Saturday, we had these lovely Lithuanian people came and did a 1930s, 40s cafe sort of theatre thing with dancing and got everybody up dancing as well. So there's a lot goes on, and the grounds just lend themselves to these activities. And people say they don't know about it. Well, once they've come, we've got to come back. So,
well, yeah. I'll certainly be going back to have another look around soon. So how can our listeners find out more about these events?
We have a Facebook page. We don't have a designated website page at the moment. So if anyone who's on Facebook, if they put in Worth Park Crawley in lowercase, in one word, they will get the site come up. There's a picture of the fountain at the top, and if they like it, then they'll get all the notifications. We are also on Twitter, on Worth Park Twitter, but otherwise you can go onto the Crawley Borough Council website, and if you put in Worth Park, then the dedicated page will come up, and you will find Edwina's details, and you can email her, and she'll put you on the mailing list, so that anything happens, it can be mailed out. But also on that page, and also on the Crawley Borough Council page, it's all shared on those types of social media. So there's plenty of ways of finding out. Apart from notifications, there's notices put around the park and the locality, and also in Crawley Live and the RH10 magazine.
That's great. And obviously, I know you've got volunteers. I assume you could always do a few more. So what about if anybody wanted to get involved?
Absolutely, yes. You know, if anybody's interested in volunteering or getting to know about the park or the history of the park, please get in contact with us. And we'd also like to hear from people who may have had ancestors who worked at the park. We'd like to hear from them if they've got any diaries or photographs, because we're really putting together a rich tapestry of the history of the park and the people that work there and bring it to life, because we've now got a small museum that we've opened up and we want to add to that. And we are getting people that are coming to us, and we've even had people from Europe who have sent us photographs and said, is this your you know, your project? So it's fascinating, it's fantastic.
Sounds great. So, look, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for taking the time out to talk to us.
My pleasure.
I can't recommend a stroll around Worth Park Gardens enough. It's so peaceful, it's beautifully laid out, and there's a significant range of interesting wildlife to see there. And for me, I'll never forget wandering around the lake once when it was raining, and there were two ducks just sheltering, actually standing in the tree, which is so surreal. I had to do a complete double take on that one. That was really weird.
It is an absolute little oasis, and, you know, on the east side of Crawley that people aren't aware of, but now people are starting to get aware of it. You know, please do come along and take a walk around. Bring your camera and take photos. But, it's just amazing. And looking for pictures, as you said, they go on Google and just put in Worth Park and look at the images pages. Lots of the images do come up. But we also do have some information boards around the park as well at various strategic points, given a potted history of the park and various views of the house and the gardens from those particular points.
So there you go. So, as I say, thanks very much, Elizabeth. Now, you say it's somebody's birthday today. Whose birthday is it?
It's my eldest son. Unfortunately, he won't be able to hear this because he's at work, but he will tell you somewhere else in the country.
And what's his name?
It's Andrew.
Okay, well, for Andrew, even though you can't hear us, we're going to play you a little tune. I was trying to find an apt record for us, Elizabeth, here. I hope it's not this one, but this is sort of kind of the right sort of thing. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.